This is Lorene Gilbert, President WealthWise Financial, with another WealthWise moment. Today's topic is paying for plastic surgery. In 2018, Americans spent more than $16.5 billion on over 2 million plastic surgery procedures. To put that number in perspective, $16.5 billion is greater than the entire annual GDP of Jamaica or Mozambique. So what are the most popular surgeries people are getting? Breast augmentation, liposuction, and nose reshaping are the most popular surgeries in the United States. If we look globally, the U.S. is the leader in the number of voluntary plastic surgeries, followed closely by Brazil. In Brazil, they actually give a tax break that encourages plastic surgery, whereas in the United States, we pay out of pocket and it's difficult to get the health insurance carriers to consider plastic surgery a covered cost. According to a RealSelf data study, the cities with the highest number of plastic surgeons per capita are Miami, LA, New Orleans, with a surprising Salt Lake City being in fifth place. Another interesting phenomenon around plastic surgery is called medical tourism. Medical tourism is when someone travels from one country to another country to take advantage of lower medical procedure costs. Some of the popular destinations include Brazil, South Korea, Colombia, Thailand, and Mexico. When it comes to average dollars spent per procedure, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons reports that the average cost of a facelift is around $7,700. However, those costs can vary widely depending on who does the surgery. In Southern California, I've seen clients get facelifts ranging from $10,000 to $65,000. When doing your financial planning around plastic surgery, make sure to consider the following. You not only need to consider the surgery costs, but also recovery costs. Many times, there's an aftercare facility where you may need to stay for a day or even a week. Those facilities are expensive, so do your research on various options. Also, you'll need to take enough time off of work to recover. The plastic surgeons do surgeries daily, and therefore they tend to minimize the impact you'll feel after surgery. Make sure to give yourself extra margin in time off in case it takes you longer to recover from what the doctor estimates. Finally, as Dr. Alan Matacero, president of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, says, cost is always a consideration when considering an elective surgery. However, the least expensive procedure is the one done correctly the first time. This is Lorene Gilbert. For more information, wealthwisefinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.